You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. God bless you. Thank you, friends, for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together are in the Word of God. We're studying the New Testament verse by verse. We're in the book of Revelation, certainly will be for the rest of this year, and then some. Lord God, we ask for your wisdom to be imparted to us today. Speak to us, Lord, through your Word where we know you speak. Lord, we listen for your voice. Lead us, guide us today, instruct us in some great truth today. In Jesus' name, amen. The website is wgodontheair.net, and our Facebook page, I encourage you to like our Facebook page. That is WGOD Radio. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Each day in this program, we look for a particular truth that the Lord's going to shine His light on. One particular truth at least every day. And ever since I've renamed this program and have changed the format a little bit, He's not disappointed. We still do the same thing here, studying verse by verse the New Testament, sometimes the Old, usually books of the Bible. Sometimes we'll go through some themes. Also here in this program, I always upload the sermons from the church that I pastor, which is Island Community Church. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Now, this Sunday, we're going to start our verse-by-verse look in Matthew chapter 24 and 25. Last week, we looked at, take heed that no man deceive you. And it's a look at deception, past, present, and future. Did you know in the future, there is going to be over 2 billion people deceived by one event in this world? Now, that podcast probably is already uploaded by now because I'm recording this a couple of days earlier. But that podcast, look for it at my website, Take Heed That No Man Deceive You. If you go to WGOD Radio on Facebook, you'll see the link on there, or WGODontheair.net. You'll find the link on there for that program. Take heed that no man deceive you. People are deceived. People have always been deceived. It goes all the way back to Eve. From Genesis to Revelation, you can follow this theme. And the thing is that everyone who was deceived, they didn't know it, they don't know it, and they won't know it. Past, present, and future, that's the whole idea of being deceived. And that is if you knew, then you wouldn't do what you do. That's the whole notion of it. Eve wouldn't have done it. If Eve would have known what was going to happen to the human race, she wouldn't have done what she did. If Judas would have known, he thought Jesus was just going to get arrested or whatever. He certainly did not think all that was going to happen to him. And my proof for that is Matthew chapter 27, verse 2, and look and see what he did. Also, at the end of the age, you're going to see the mother of all deceptions. I'm not going to tell you what that is now. I encourage you to download that program. At church this coming week, we're going to start looking What'll be the sign of your coming and the end of the world? Now, this is going to take us through a couple months as well, looking at Jesus' description of how you'll know that his return is near. That's this Sunday morning at 10:30. If you're interested in that subject, if you're fascinated by everything that you see, all this craziness going on in the world, all these holes that are appearing out of nowhere, way up in end of the world, Siberia, and all the zombies you see running around, does the Bible address this? Are we living at the end of the age? I invite you to come out to Island starting this week, Sunday morning at 10:30. We're going to do the best that we can to answer those questions and let the Word of God speak for itself. Now here, I want to wrap up today this church in Sardis. That's where we've been looking at here, Revelation chapter 3, the Lord's message to the pastor of the church in Sardis. He says, "These things says he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works. I know that you have a name, that you live, but you are dead." Now, I've renamed this the church with the good rep. This church certainly had a reputation, probably because of either the size of the building or how many programs they had, or perhaps how much money they had. Most people judge a church on all of those things. This church has got to be doing it right because ... That's not the way the Lord Jesus Christ looks at a church. That's not the way he decides if a church is doing it right or not. A church that's doing it right, friend, actually it's a couple things. One is they don't forget the very heart of the gospel ministering to people that are in need. Also, a church that preaches the whole counsel of God. A church where you actually need your Bible when you go in. Not just ministering to community. No, you can't just feed the homeless or do some of those other things, which are all good, but then not give out the Word of God. And church, people are starving for the Word of God. A church that's doing it right's got to be doing all of these things right. They got to be preaching and teaching the Bible at church. If you don't need a Bible at your church, then your church is doing it wrong and it's not doing it right. No matter how much food they give the homeless, if they're not preaching the Word of God at church, then they're not doing it right. This is what's going on here in this church. They have a reputation that they live, but ultimately he called them dead for whatever reason. And then he warns them. He says, "Be watchful, strengthen that which remains." That is those things that you're doing right. Keep on doing them at least. Strengthen that which remains, which you were about to cast out. You know, this is the last year we're going to do this program. Then we're not going to do it anymore. People aren't responding the way that we want them to respond. This is the last year we're going to do ... We're not going to do this anymore. We're not going to have this anymore. We're not going to ... Whatever it may be. Strengthen those things which remain, which you were about to cast out. For I have not found your works perfect before my God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard and hold fast. The Greek word there, tereo, means to guard, used of a sentinel watching over prisoners. Hold fast. That is, grab on to for dear life and don't let go. Hold fast and repent. Metanoia, change your mind. Do an about face. Do a 180. Leave your sin down there on the ground and go the other way. And don't be like Lot's wife and look back. Therefore, if you will not watch, then I'm going to come upon you like a thief, and by no means shall you know. That's a double negative in Greek. Oume, meaning this sentence demands an exclamation point. It means the rain is coming out on the head when someone says this. Oume, by no means will you know at what hour I will come upon you. You have a few names in Sardis who have not defiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white because they are worthy. Notice why they're worthy. Well, ultimately, they are worthy because of what Jesus did. He makes us worthy. He makes us righteous. But here now, what he's saying to this church, you have a few names in Sardis who have not defiled their garments. They will walk with me in white because they are worthy. See, Worthiness falls on you, friend. It doesn't fall on somebody else. He commended these whose garments were white. That is, they were unstained. They were not polluted by this world. They were not still living a sinful lifestyle. These people were righteous. These people were worthy because of their own doing, because of what they were doing. Actually, it's because of what they were not doing. They were not soiling and staining their garments by assorted sins, but they were living a holy life. Friend, this is what the whole word church means. Ecclesia means called out ones. It means God's called you out of the world. The world's going in one direction, as we read in Ephesians chapter 2. It says, according to the course of this world, this world is like a mighty river course, like the Nile River or the Mississippi, or a strong river going in one direction. Now God's called you out of it, and you're now like a landlocked salmon going the other way. You're swimming uphill. He's called you out of that world, and you're going the other direction. You're on this road less traveled now. And he's coming back looking for those that are on this other road, going the other way. This group is deemed worthy because of their lifestyle, because of their purity. Now, next verse. He who overcomes will be clothed in white garments, and by no means, there's that Greek word again, oume, by no means shall I erase his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. There it is again, the Lord Jesus confessing names. You know, I always like to say at church, did you know that baptism can save you? Now, of course, you know I'm joking on that, you see. Not the dunking of yourself in the water, but that is at a baptism, you get up in front of others and you say, Jesus Christ is Lord, and I've received him. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And Jesus says, when you confess me before men, I will confess before my Father and before his angels in heaven. When you confess him, he will confess you. He who overcomes, this is the promise to every church throughout every church age. To him who overcomes, he promises he won't blot out or erase your name out of the book of life. Now, we could take a week looking at that. If in fact, that means what it appears to mean. This we know. We have to overcome. We have to persevere to the end. There's no option. If you do not overcome this world, then your name will not be written in the book of life. That we know. Whether or not it was in there to begin with, I'm not going down that road. I don't know. This I know. You must overcome. There is no alternative but to overcome. At the end of the age, we're going to see many people that aren't going to overcome. Whether or not they say they were Christians or not, only the Lord knows that. I see we're just about out of time, so let me end with this verse here. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. You and I must overcome. Friend, endure hardships today as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops endurance. We'll be back again soon with WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.